You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
memory lane. 1998, the Pilgrim Jubilees have a song. Now tonight, I want to try that. If you remember, I want you to sing it with me. Sometime at night, when I'm all alone, I can talk to Jesus on the telephone. When I'm sad, he makes me smile. I can talk to just me, man, my God and I.
Yeah. We get ready to go all the way back. I said all the way back. Somebody say all the way back. To the old landmark. Yeah. She gonna tell you what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of your belly there will flow rivers of living water. I said, Jesus said, if you believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of your belly there will flow rivers of living water. Jesus said, leave on me, 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 leave on me
what your blood makes it so we can come to you. And your grace, it covers us. Brand new mercies every day because of you, yeah. No, we're not perfect, but you keep on making us look good. Thank you, Lord.
Right at the bottom of the hour, want to say God bless you. Thank you for locking in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. My pleasure as we bring to you the very finest in quartet and contemporary Christian music around the world, the old, the new, and especially just for you. Sit back and enjoy, and those of you on the highway, you can join us simply by attaching your mobile phone into your auxiliary of your automobile from 2014 all the way up to 2019. And there you can lock in simply by dialing 347-215-8049. Again, the number to lock in from your automobile to hear us in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. The number again, 347-215-8049. Again, on our website to lock in is NFIRadio.com. NFIRadio.com. And on Facebook, it's NFI Radio Gospel Network. Right here, 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We'll be right back right after this.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
This is Michael Booker from Greensboro, North Carolina. And you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Now, back with more great gospel music. Good Tuesday morning. Day.
I am weak. And I need your strength
Thank you, Lord.
And I
never said goodbye to Indians. Praying children, you know God is there.
Before the top of the hour, and my goodness, that's going down memory lane. You guys remember the late great brother Frank Williams, the brother of Huey, Melvin, and Doug. That's right. That's the sounds of the Jackson Southerners. Brother Frank Williams, along with Huey Williams, going down memory lane. We are so grateful to bring to you the very finest in gospel music. We've got more just like that coming your way today. And of those of you, your very first time catching the wave, this network is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to go out and win souls for the glory of God. And the word let us know that he whom winneth souls is wise. All right, well, look, we've been getting your emails as well as those of you been sending us messages through Facebook and phone calls. And guys, we see you in the restaurant, and we appreciate every kind word that you share to let us know that you are catching the wave. We are an international network where we have thousands and millions of listeners all over the world, from Israel, Asia, even in Canada, the United Kingdom, California, all around the world. And if you want to lock in, you can join us on our website again at nfiradio.com. And we are so grateful to bring to you the very finest in gospel music. All right, well, those of you, I don't know what type of mood you're in today, But whatever you do, don't allow nobody to steal your joy. I keep saying it over and over. See, the enemy do not want you to have any joy. And he will send somebody just to try to dampen your spirit. That's the enemy. It's not the individual. It's just the enemy itself. He don't want you to be happy. He don't want you to praise the Lord. He don't want you to, you know, do those things all day. You know, he just wants you to be upset. Let's get back with some more music. All right. God bless you. You're catching the wave. We are live from the NFI studio, Raleigh, North Carolina.
That all things work together for my good. And I know that all things work together for my good. Help me say, things work together for my good. And I know that all things work together for my good.
Everybody. time to get together. Oh yes, every family ought to take out time to have what you call fellowship. Yes sir, and every family ought to take out time to be on one accord. Every family ought to have what you call a family reunion. Can I say it again, boys? Every family ought to take out time. What you call
fellowship?
Oh yeah, every family ought to take out time
to be on one.
Yeah, every family ought to have what you call
a family reunion.
Can I take my time and say this first, y'all? Established a family, oh, way back in the Garden of Eden, when he said to Adam, Adam, it's not good for man to be alone, oh, to be alone. So he laid out down, took a rib from his side, he made Eve, she was Adam's bride. Their offspring that God would surely provide. Wonder, can I get somebody to help me say, every family ought to take out time to get together. Oh, yes. Every family ought to take out time to have what you call
fellowship.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Brother Conley Wilson.
This is Conley Wilson.
How you doing, brother? This is Deacon Patterson calling from the church. How you doing today?
Deacon Patterson?
Yeah.
Just doing fine. And yourself, sir?
I'm doing good, doing good. You know, the church is behind you on what you're going through, and we praying for you, man. We know all about the, you know, you going into surgery on Friday to get your pancreas removed. So I wanted to give you a call, man, have a word of prayer, and let you know that we all are pulling for you, and we know that the man upstairs is going to pull you through this success.
Well, God bless and keep you there, Deacon. God bless and keep you, because I tell you, I'm going through something here. Me and my wife, we've been talking about it, and we've been praying on it, and it sure is a wonderful thing to know that your church is with you, and y'all thinking about me in prayer. I've really had to take this to the Lord. This is a serious thing with me, and I ain't never had an operation before in my life, and
right,
know I need it. My wife done made it clear, the doctor done made it clear, and I believe I'm ready to go forward, Deacon. Was that Deacon Patterson?
Yes, that's right, Deacon Patterson. I haven't been. I've been in church probably about 8 months now. You pretty much been out most of the time.
Yes, sir. I have been out of here. Yes,
yeah.
I have.
So I've seen you a couple of times, but I wanted to call and put a word in for you and let you know that we're all praying for you at the church.
Praise the Lord.
Can't
Praise
wait for you to
Lord.
Get back, and we know after Friday it's going to definitely be a great success.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to give the victory to who the victory is much deserved.
The Lord. Yes, sir. He's the victory.
Let me have a word of prayer with you, Brother Conley, if you don't mind. Just bow your head for me. Father God, we ask right now. We
yes,
ask
sir.
Right now that you touch Brother Conley as he goes in on Friday.
Please, Lord.
Put your hands on him. We ask, Father, that you hold on to the doctor that's getting ready to go and put surgery on him.
Yes.
We ask that you make sure that the doctor has got a strong eye on that morning.
Walk with him.
We ask that he got a steady hand when he got the scalpel in his hand. We ask that you hold on to him,
please,
as he goes into a surgery, because we know come Saturday morning, the victory going to belong to Brother Conley and the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We know all of this, but we ask that you take that pancreas and you remove it out successfully,
please.
Close him back up like it was never been entered in before.
Walk with me, Jesus.
That's what we're asking. We ask you, Lord, at the same time.
Yes.
That they're removing this pancreas, Lord. We ask that you reach around his backside. And we ask that you touch his kidney, Lord. Touch his kidney and make it whole. Make it 110%. We want you to make that kidney like it's been the best kidney
Excuse
ever
me, known. Deacon. That's Deacon Woo, Pat Deacon Patterson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir. No, sir. There's nothing wrong with my kidney, Deacon. I'm doing fine. The Lord has been made it. Well, he's going to work on my pancreas. That's what the doctor's operating on. They done prepped me for it, and that's what they plan to remove. So my kidney is fine. They did what they called one of them MRIs, and everything else is fine. They ain't working on nothing but my pancreas, sir.
Right. Well, let me say, I'm glad you brought that up, because this wasn't the reason why I called you.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I did call to pray for you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, because I want to make sure that you make it through this successfully. But another reason why I get around to this here is what I want to ask you, and I know we've never met face to face. I've seen you a couple of times, like I said, at the church, but you've been out most time with your sickness and whatnot. But
mm-hmm.
now, what I was going to ask you was,
yeah,
and I know this is, I hate to come at you in the final hour when you're getting ready to go have surgery and all that, but if you don't mind it. If you could see it in your heart to do something for somebody else.
Yes, sir.
That's
the Lord's will. You're always supposed to help those who can't.
Right.
And
I'm glad you think like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they go in on Friday morning and remove that pancreas out, do you think that they could go in and get one of your kidneys? Because I need one.
Hold on just a minute, Deacon. What'd you say? What you say?
See, what it is? See, I've been going through myself with a little ailment, and I'm wondering if I need a kidney, and I'm wondering if you can give me one of yours when they go in to get your pancreas. They can already have you open.
Did you say you wanted them to take one of my kidneys?
Yeah, and give it to me because I need one.
You need a kidney?
Yeah. But what? I mean, you already gonna be laying there open.
You need a kidney? I need help with my pancreas. You gonna call me? Now you say you a deacon?
Yeah, like I said, Deacon Patterson, my name. But see, what I'm asking you is, Brother Conley, what harm is it if you already open and laying on the table?
Man, you're crazy. Now, what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to need to call the pastor. You say you knew? I'm new to know who you're talking to.
What I'm saying is, you have two, like you say they did the MRI.
I got two kidneys, you got two. One of yours bad, that's your problem, mister. Let me tell you something. I'm trying to get well, and you calling with this, you say you're a new deacon. And you won't be at that church long. I tell you that because if I ever get closer, we got some reckoning to do.
What is it going to hurt for you to give me one of them kidneys if both them kidneys is good?
You ain't getting my kidney, man. What is wrong with you?
Say, man, all I'm saying is if you're going to be open and laying on the table, what is it going to hurt for you to give me
one? Oh, now you're going to tell me I'm open and laying on the table. What kind of prayer are you in charge of, mister? Let me tell you something. Obviously, I need to meet you before I get to the hospital. And maybe I can help take out that kidney of yours. We can shoot that out, I can tell you that. We can shoot it out. You won't feel it. How about that? There's too many games going on in the church today. You going to call and talk me out of one of my kidneys, man?
I'm trying to live just like you trying to.
Let the Lord take care of me, because what you talking about is...
Can I say one more thing to you?
What? Is you listening to me?
Man, I done listened to you, and you ain't talking about nothing. That's got nothing to do with what's going on with me, mister. You running a game? If I could get to you, I'd put land.
But can I just say one more thing, and then I'm going to let you go. Is you listening?
For what?
You just got pranked by your daughter.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That girl, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Jesus.
Hey, you all right, Brother Conley?
Man, you done made me use language that I swear I don't know, but I hear my neighbors them using that. I done stopped a long time ago talking
man,
that way.
You just got pranked by your daughter, Reese, man. She say, we got to lift my daddy's spirits up. He going into surgery on Friday. They going to take his pancreas, but please talk to him and just put a smile on his face. I say, okay. You all right?
Please forgive me. Lord have mercy. Woo! Y'all, I'm going to have to. Lord have mercy. My heart is palpating here. Lord have mercy, Jesus. This ain't me. This ain't me. And you, I tell you what.
Brother Conley, I got to ask you one more thing, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
It's got to be. It's got to be y'all. It's got to be y'all. Remember the name of it now.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
John! Gonna woke me up this morning, children. When my eyes, I was close to y'all. Lord, I can move, yeah. There's a mighty good reason.
You see me shout.
I got so much. Y'all excuse me. Oh, good God Almighty. Listen, gonna warm me up this morning, children. When my eyes, I was closed. Lord, I can move, yeah. Yeah. There's a mighty good reason.
You see me shout.
I got so much. I got so much. Yeah. Good God Almighty. Listen. God woke me up this morning. Yeah. Yeah. I was close to y'all. Lord, I can move. Yeah, Lord. That's a mighty good reason.
You see me shout.
I've got so much to shout about. We're live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Thank you again so much. Look, we are having a great time on this Tuesday, October the 19th, 2021. And we want to welcome those of you just locking in. It's 7 minutes after the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've got a lot to shout about. I don't know about you, but I've got so much to shout about. When I woke up this morning, I had a breath to breathe, activities of my limbs. That's enough to shout, huh? Somebody out to give God praise right where you are. Don't look around and see if somebody gonna think you're crazy, huh? Just know to give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. All right. Well, look, a lot going on around the world. And if you are heading to Raleigh, North Carolina right now, currently on the outside, if you haven't been out your door of your home, it's currently 43 degrees on the outside here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Today's highs is expected to get up around 72 degrees in the capital city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming up, a little later, 9:30 a.m. this morning, they're going to be live. It's Apostle Barbara Watkin and co-pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church, located at 6762 Highway 56 West in Franklinton, North Carolina. All right, well, speaking of Franklinton, I want to send a shout-out to my good friend, Brother Samuel Johnson. Brother Samuel Johnson, I believe he's residing now in Lewisburg, North Carolina. Good morning, Brother Samuel Johnson. And also, I want to send a shout-out to Brother James Johnson and his wife. Good morning to you, also in Franklinton. I also want to send a shout-out to Kelvin Lewis. He's in Raleigh, North Carolina. And Brother Michael Booker. Good morning, Brother Michael. He's in Greensboro. And in New York, Dexter Kay, good morning to you and your brother Dwight. All right. Well, look, we're going to get back with more gospel music. I'm going to be sending shouts out all day today, so don't go anywhere. You may hear your name called this morning. To God be the glory. He is worthy to be praised. Now, back with more great gospel music. Have I given was falling by the way, Lord?
No way.
Then when I pray at night, let me say this. Just to know I've done my best. I want to go home to lay down. But do this, Master. Let my name be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you just do that, that's my plea, Lord. Let me say this one more time. Then just let it. Let my name be number with the blessed. Father, now thank you for that. That'll be mine. I believe. God designed
I wish I would open up and give Jesus a prayer right there. Hey, I am. I'm a designer's original. I am. I'm not waiting. I am. By his stripes, I am. I'm living in the I am. I praise in the I am. I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Somebody ought to raise his hand. I see you, Trina. I see you. Can y'all just raise it? Just raise your volume a little bit higher. Let me hear you declare it. Say it. Say it. I am. Everybody say it. Come on. Something greater that I can't explain.
All creation's pointing to your name. It's been 2,000 years and hearts still change. It's clear to me you're here with me. God, you are undeniable. Undeniable, undeniable.
My God is a keeper.
My God is
a keeper.
My God is a keeper.
I'm a believer. If you believe and testify, if you believe and testify, if you believe and testify,
ooh, testify.
If you believe and testify, if you believe and testify, if you believe and testify,
if you testify,
if you believe and testify, are you testifying this morning, huh? Telling God thank you, letting somebody else know that he is alive and well. All right. All right. Well, look, got more coming your way. Coming up very shortly, it's Apostle Barbara Watkin and Co-Pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church, located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. They'll be coming forth live right here at the bottom of the hour, 9:30 a.m. on this beautiful Tuesday morning here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Again, want to thank all of you so much for your comments, your kind words, and all of these men and women of God that are, they are just taking time out and emptying out to bring forth the word of God. We appreciate you because it's all about Jesus. That's right. It's about Jesus. And he said, go into all the world and share forth the gospel. And they are sacrificing their time to give you the word of God. And we thank you and appreciate you from the bottom of our heart. All right, look, let's get back with more great gospel music. It's always my pleasure. I'm yours truly, the Anointed One.
There was a time when men ought to follow God. The time is right now. If I were you, I'd make up in my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, to come on over on the Lord's side. I was reading the other day in the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter and the 15th verse. I heard Joshua said, if it seem evil unto you today, to serve the Lord, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. Listen, I want to share Bob Dylan's song with you. Here it is. You may be an ambassador to England or France. You might like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. You're going to have to serve somebody. Well, you will have to serve somebody, yeah. Well, it might be the devil. It might be the Lord. You'll have to serve somebody. You may be a state trooper. You may be a young church. You may be the head of some big TV network. You may be rich or poor. You may be blind or lame. You may be living in another country under another name. You'll have to serve somebody. Make up in your mind to serve the Lord right now.
Serve somebody.
It might be the devil. Let it be the Lord. You're going to have to serve somebody. Yeah.
Serve my Jesus.
You may be a construction worker working on your home. You may be living in a mansion. You may be living in a dome. You might own guns and knives, even own tanks. You might be somebody's landlord. You might even own fancy. You gotta serve somebody. But I declare to you today, you gotta serve somebody. Oh,
somebody.
It might be the devil. It might be the Lord. You may be a preacher with your spiritual pride. You might be a city councilman, taking bribes on the side. You may be working in a barbershop. You may be cutting hair. You may be somebody's mistress. You may be somebody's hair. Ooh, you have to church somebody. Make up in your mind to come on the Lord's side. You might call me Sheila, and you might even call me Irene. You might call me Molly, but my name is Shirley. And since God gave me another name, I know I've been born again. Make up in your mind to give God some time right now. I don't care what you might own. Gotta serve somebody. You may be living in a big mansion. Gotta come on the Lord's side. If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, I'll heal your sin.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Apostle Barbara Watkins and Co-Pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you because I know, and I know that there are those of you that know that He is the same God today that He was on yesterday. He is the same God today that He will be forevermore. I tell God thank you because He is a God that I can trust. He is a God that you can trust. He is a God that don't flip and a God that don't flop. He is a God that is holy, 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 holy. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for all that He is doing. And He is a God that will prove Himself in the times of trouble. I tell God thank you. I get excited when it comes to God. Don't have to wait until I get in the house of God. But even in my house, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that that he is doing for me. I tell God thank you. I thank God for the Holy Ghost of God leading and guiding, the Holy Ghost revealing. I tell God thank you. I thank God for each of you for coming back on today that were able to. I thank God for NFI Radio giving us this opportunity to come, teach the word, to preach the word, to share the word of God. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, I thank you for this brand new day. I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you for your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, in your son, Jesus' name, I thank you for being the almighty God. I thank you for being the everlasting God. I thank you for being the God that is holy in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son, Jesus' name, I ask that you allow Gladys to decrease and your anointed increase in the mighty name of Jesus within me, dear God. Oh, Father God, for every listener that's listening that believe you, dear God. Oh, Father God, continue to elevate them, God. Continue to strengthen in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son, Jesus' name, I lift up the sick, I lift up the sheltered, God, in the name of Jesus, and I ask that you heal, God. I ask that you take them out of bondage in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being God. Oh, Father God, in your son, Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for all that you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, continue to elevate those that love you and are walking in obedience in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to cover with your anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch the disciples in the houses of God in the name of Jesus. Continue to cover with your blood. Continue to strengthen God in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, continue to touch your pastors and your apostles, God, your evangelists, your prophets, and your teachers, God. Oh, Father God, continue to anoint them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch your ministers, God. Let them live your word, teach your word, preach your word, dear God. Oh, Father God, touch your leaders in the government, God. Give them your heart and your mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for being God. Oh, Father God, thank you for being the omnipresent, omnipotent God that sees and knows all in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being our God. Oh, Father God, touch our young people, God. I ask that you continue to cover with your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, dispatch your angels, God, around the schools, in the schools, in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind up the hand of Satan right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I speak your peace on the campuses in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, cover with your blood in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed on this day shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I call it down in the name of Jesus, and I release your peace and your anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being our God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, bless on the college campuses, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, give those young people your heart and your mind, God. Strengthen them, God. Cover them with your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being God. Oh, Father God, I know that you see and you know all things, dear God. Oh, Father God, and I ask that you move, God, in the land in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bless you. I praise you and I glorify you just for being God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch diabetes, God, high blood pressure, God. Oh, Father God, cholesterol issues, God. Oh, cancer, in the name of Jesus. Oh, shetaroba shendere abatsatare. Egoroba sete ya sitara. in your name, Jesus, your healing power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You heal, God, in the name of Jesus. You give that miracle, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being our God. Father God, if I failed in asking for anything, please don't fail to deliver, God, because you are the God that knows all things, God. Oh, Father God, you move in the name of Jesus. I do pray. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God. Again, I tell God thank you for all things. I give him glory because he is the Almighty God. Babies, there ain't nothing that happens and that go on that God don't know about. And that's what I'm so glad of. I thank God for all that he is doing in the mighty name of Jesus. Today is the third Tuesday of the month, so we will be having noonday prayer at Christian Life at 12 o'clock. We ask you to come out and join us. When you finish praying, if you so desire, you may leave. But if you desire to stay longer, we encourage you to stay in the name of Jesus. Third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study. But I encourage you that no matter where you are, that you go in the Word of God. Don't get comfortable. Don't get relaxed. But still go in the Word of God and apply that Word to your life. And on Thursday of this week at 1 o'clock, when Christian Life comes back with our Thursday service, I thank God that Pastor Michael Austin will be coming to join us to bring forth the Word of God. And I thank God for Pastor Austin, an awesome man of God. So join us at 1 o'clock on Thursday of this week as he come to bring forth the Word of God. And you already know that we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and worship with us. If you can't come, be in prayer for us. If you are having church at the body of Christ where you go and worship with them. But we tell God thank you for being the Almighty God. As we come back on today, when we were last together, we finished talking about the rewards of being obedient to the Word of God. And when we are obedient to the Word of God, we are walking in holiness first and foremost. We are doing what the Word of God say to do. Where the Word say, for I who have called you is holy, be ye holy in all manner of conversation. He won't tell us to just talk about it. But conversation includes the life that we live. And as are obedient to the Word of God, he has promised us eternal life. I tell God thank you. Not only do we have eternal life, God give us rewards right here on earth. While we know there were some that died that didn't get the reward that was promised on earth. But the good thing is, and the righteous thing is that they still get to take advantage of eternal life with the Lord. And I tell God, thank you, because he is a God that will not lie. And we can trust him. I tell God, thank you. But we ask you to govern yourselves according to the announcements. Continue to trust the Word of God. And as we come back today, we're going to be talking about, are you a true believer? And what a believer is. I tell God, thank you. thank you for being a true believer that love God with my whole heart. Are you a true believer? And when we look at being a believer, we see that the base word of believer is believe. In order to be a true believer, you got to be one that trusts and have confidence and have faith, not in yourself and in man, but in God. You are committed to him. You are sold out to him. And I tell God, thank you. You don't just simply have heard about him, but you believe him. And as a believer, you are walking in obedience. We just finished talking about being obedient to the word of God and the rewards for it. So when you are sold out and you are a true believer of God, you have faith in him. Yes, you do. As a believer, you are one that's willing to obey God and to put your life in his hands. I tell God, thank you, that as you put your life in his hands, and that his hands is in the hands of God, that you have the right to eternal life. As you see that as a believer, you still going to get rewards. Yes, Lord. As you believe in God, your faith is in him. You are a believer that trusts God's word, that you don't lean to your own understanding, but you listen and you read, you apply the word of God, and you do what God say to do. As a believer to the word of God, you are that person who is convinced that Jesus is the Messiah. Yes, you don't believe Baal. You don't believe Satan. But you believe that Jesus is the Messiah. You believe that he is the author of our salvation. It didn't come from mama. It didn't come from daddy. But I thank God for the life, if they live Holy Ghost-filled lives, that we had an example set for us that we can live righteous and be a true believer when we accept God as our Lord and Savior. And I tell God, thank you. As a true believer in the word of God, you're one that carries the idea of being faithful, walking in faithfulness. Remember we talked about that? And being loyal to God. You ain't loyal to nobody else. While I love my grandparents, my mother, my spiritual mothers, I am sold out and I'm loyal to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They make one. As we are loyal to them, we are one who faithfully trusts in Jesus Christ. Yeah, you do. If you don't faithfully trust in him, not trying to put you down, not trying to make you feel like you're nobody, but if you are not loyal to Jesus Christ, there ain't but one other that you can be loyal to. I tell God, thank you, that I'm loyal. I have faith in Jesus. Because he said, if we just have the faith the size of a mustard seed, and that mustard seed ain't very big, but if we have that much faith and we are loyal to him, I tell God, thank you, then we are a true believer. John 20, verse 27, the word of God said, then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Babies, when we are true believers, we trust and we believe God, not because we see him, but because we know who he is. As he asked Thomas to reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, we know that Jesus was abused before he went on the cross. We know that he was hung by his hands. We know that they pierced him in his side. I tell God, thank you, that Thomas didn't believe when he came into the presence of Jesus. And Jesus told him to touch his wounds. And as sons of God, we got to believe with our whole hearts, mind, body, and soul. And as Thomas touched his wounds, touched his hands with his finger, then Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. I tell God, thank you that I don't have to touch his wounds that he went on the cross and took for us. I know for surety that he is God's son, Jesus. Because in the word, he said that his son, the Messiah, was going to come and walk on the earth. And as he came and walked on the earth, I tell God, thank you that the disciples manifested the word that God gave them to give. As I read the word of God, I know that he came to earth for us. It would be good to stick our finger out and touch him. But the word of God let us know that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I tell God, thank you. Once Thomas touched him, he believed that it was the Messiah. But we got to believe that God sent his son, Jesus, to go on the cross for us, not because we can stick our finger out and touch his wounds, but because of the word of God, because we have accepted him as our Savior, because we trust him, we are true believers. Don't have to see with my eyes. But when I go into the spirit of the true and living God, I know that he is God. I know that he is Jesus. I know that he died for me. If we look at Acts 16, verse 1, I tell God, thank you. It said, then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman which was a Jewish and believed, but his father was a Greek. When we come into the presence of God, as I said, that as our foreparents taught us to believe and to trust in God, we see Timotheus, who was a disciple of God. And he was the son of a woman, which was of Jewishness, and believed in God's son, Jesus. And as she set the example to believe in God, his father was Greek, and I don't believe the Greek believed in God's son, Jesus. But if his father believed, I tell God, thank you for the man of God. Not trying to add to the word or take away from the word. But one thing that I do know, that his mother believed in God. And I tell God, thank you. Are you a true believer. This journey is personal. And as the journey is personal, we got to have that relationship with the Father. As we have that relationship with the Father, then you know for surety that you can trust in him. You know that you can live for him. You know that he is holy and that without him we can do nothing. As we are believers in God, we know that the battle don't belong to us, but the battle belongs to the Lord. As we allow him to fight the battle, then we know that the battle will be done with righteousness and with holiness, and we won't get in trouble or confusion when we allow God to fight the battle. That lets us know that we are true believer. Do you know who you are and whose you are? You can't serve two masters at the same time. You're going to love one and hate the other. 2 Corinthians 6 and 15, the word of God says, and what accord have Christ with Baal? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? If you are a true son of God, if you are a born again believer, I tell God thank you. And the Holy Ghost of God resides in your temple, your heart. I tell God thank you that you don't have no connection with Satan. I tell God thank you. Because as we are being delivered, yes, there are going to be demons that we have to be delivered from. But once that deliverance takes place and the Holy Ghost of God resides in our temple, our bodies, then Satan cannot reside in our body. I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. It said, although an unclean spirit cannot dwell alongside of the Holy Spirit within the true believer, there may be circumstances in which an evil spirit resides in a person who is actively in the process of conversion. Once God come in, you are being delivered from the world, and you're being delivered from sin. Satan has to go. He can't reside in your heart. And I tell God, thank you, that as a true believer, you allow God to come on the inside. You don't have Satan residing on the inside no more. When you walk as a believer and you trust God and you honor the true and living God, and God comes in and purges and cleanses your temple, an infidel, Satan, can't live there no more. When God come in and cleanse you, you live in the world, but you are not a part of worldly sins. As you become a true believer, you truly and faithfully, with your whole heart, trust in Jesus. Because, see, he came that we might have the right to eternal life. As a believer, you trust and you have confidence in God's Son, Jesus. As a true believer, you are one who obeys what God say to do. As a true believer, you are one that put your life in God's hands. You are one that puts your life in the hands of Jesus. You are one that puts your life in the Holy Spirit, and you are led by the Holy Spirit. I tell God, thank you. As a believer, you are putting God's word in action. As a believer, you have faith in God. You don't just have some beliefs in God, but you are a true believer. You are one that loves God. You are one that will honor God. And I tell God, thank you, as a true believer. You are one that is putting the word of God in action. As you are a believer, as I already said, you are loyal to God. You're not serving two masters at the same time, but you are loyal, you are sold out to God. If you are sold out to God and you honor and you worship him, the word of God has already let us know, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I invite you to come back and worship with us on Thursday. And as we come back, remember that Pastor Michael Austin will be bringing the word. We thank God for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Co-Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church, located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. Oh, if I suffer,
My soul, Savior, Savior, Savior. My soul, Savior, Savior, to your will.
Come on, you know it. Just sing it with me.
My soul, when you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me how to know your ways.
Can I take it again?
When you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me to know your way. Whatever it takes, whenever you want, what moment you choose, whatever you plan, oh my Lord, let your will be done in me. So be my be my light, be my way, be my will. Oh my Lord, please lay your...
Let me take it again.
So be my light and be my guide, be my way, be my will. Oh my Lord, come later. My soul, Savior, Savior, Savior. My soul, Savior.
Everybody, everybody.
My soul,
Use me, Lord. Send me, Lord. Say something to me. Tell me something. My soul is ready. My body's ready. My soul is ready.
If you promise to abide with me, Lord, then I will serve you for the rest of my life. If you promise to stay with me through all the darkness in life, just give me a word that you stand by me. You're the helper for the helpless. You're the shelter for the homeless.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody's being blessed this morning, and what a time we've had thus far. I want to thank Apostle Barbara Watkins and co-pastor Gladys Smith for that wonderful teaching, and you can join them right here every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Well, I also want to send out my condolences to the Privet family. They are from Franklinton, North Carolina. The loss of their sister and I want to send out the condolences as well to the family of her husband at a time where we ask God to give them strength through this time as they go through with the loss of their loved one. And many of you know the Souls of Calvary from Franklinton, North Carolina, Brother James Privet. That's his sister and brother-in-law, and I ask God to just continually give them strength through this time as they go through. All right, well, look, last night I didn't catch the NFL game, but I just say, well, I had enough of Sunday football games, so I didn't even want to watch Monday night's game. But I did hear who was able to come off and win. So those of you, if you're an NBA fan, I think you can catch the games on Wednesday and Friday nights on ESPN. Go to your local listening station, and they will give you the time and they are to air each week. And also, many of you heard about Mr. Colin Powell. He died and has definitely made an impact in the military, and definitely has been a leader in various different offices at the time while he was with us. So we sent out our condolences to his family also. You're listening to the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. Thank you for catching the wave. We're going to get back with more great gospel music right here on the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. Many of you know this lady. She is one of the hottest contemporary artists out there today. And you know her as Miss Tamala Mann. Hello, God. Hello,
so let
God.
Me testify.
Hello.
I was born in Haiti. My daddy was the minister. He believed in having churches in the hood, you know what I mean? He brought us to Newark, New Jersey after Brooklyn. 1108 South Orange Avenue. Let me take you back to what gospel Caribbean vibes felt like in that church.
Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got another testimony.
I feel in the darkness of the night, and in the valley you're right by my side. And though I think it's strange, each time I run from pain, when that's the tool you use to make me right.
Holy, 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 take your shoes off, this ground is holy. Holy, 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 take your shoes off,
whatever comes on you.
Hello, God, hello, hello, God, hello, hello, God. Holy, holy,
you can pull it through.
Holy, holy,
God.
You know I feel like sometime back, we did this song for all our fans, but Robin and I decided to do it again. Would you listen to me, please? I made
right. come and go home with me for a little while, if you please. My name is Willie Johnson, and I'm from Tyler, Texas. But that wasn't where I was born. I was born in a little community about 13 miles from Tyler. In a little community that was called Galilee. And some of the people in this community that had cars. But my father, he didn't have one. Only way that we had to get back and forth to the grocery store, you don't hear me, do you? We had two mules. And we had a wagon. Wait a minute. Wait, let me say that again. I said my father had two mules and he had a wagon. And that was a little church that where we were brought up, and a little old sanctified church. And they had a place in the back for all the kids when they got sleepy. Sometimes they would stay till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. But whenever they got ready to go home, that old minister would tell everybody to stay. And then one of them old sisters would look for one, and they would look to them. Because they knew that they wasn't going to see each other for maybe a week. But as they would stand there, an old song would come across their mind. I'd like to say the same thing that they would say. Let me say it.
Oh,
Praise the grace of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. Rest, rule, and fight with us. His now and forevermore.
Oh,
To like it, and every time somebody that like it real good get a chance, they ease up to me and say, "Why don't y'all sing that song about something about the King? Walk with the King, talk with the King." Somebody say, "I'm walking." We gonna do a little. See, like it. I've been walking with my.
No one, but I felt I felt the
extra weight only in your mind. And I'm trusting in Jesus every step of the way. Through the good times, through the bad times, He'll never leave me. Christ is good to me. Yes, Christ, hallelujah, so good, so good to me. He hung, bled, and died on Calvary. He said, "Pay my soul." Yes, He did. And said, "Set my soul, my soul, my soul free." Yes, Christ.
Mercy, if you don't mind,
yeah,
let us take that time. Oh, you're good to me. For somebody that don't believe that Jesus is good, let me tell you, He healed my body. And He saved my soul. And I just want to tell you that Jesus want to do the same thing. He want to do it for you. But somebody been grieving all week long. But I want to let you know, He won't put no more on you than you ever. Bible right now, and the Bible simply tells me that you